Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. All the news, views, and
reviews
of the game we love from this side of the pond. As you can tell from that first sentence, we're doing this on the hoof again because it's like 2 weeks before Christmas. We're all really busy. So tonight we've got Jimmy G, Griff, myself. Mr. Fresh.
Mr. Fresh?
Yes.
No one has ever called you that, ever.
No. My old housemate used to call me that, but that was...
I know what else he got up to.
Yeah. Yeah, that was 12 years ago. Times are busy, but we're here today to talk about week 14 of the NFL season.
It's nearly over.
Someone did say to me, he goes, "Oh, when does the season finish?" And I was like, "Oh, it's like 2 days before Valentine's Day." And he's like, "Oh, it's really close." And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What are you going to do after this?" And I was like,
"Draft."
Yeah, carry on podcasting. Yeah. That's what I do.
Just remember when you were talking about the Ravens Steelers and how crap the game was later, there'll be no game soon.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Because something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is very much like my sex life.
Well...
You got nothing.
Nothing compared to.
I've got nothing.
I love it. Let's talk about so on six teams on the bye.
Six
which
teams
is
on the
not
bye.
Fair when everyone's coming to the end of their fantasy season.
What was effectively for most people the final week of fantasy? There was no Falcons, meh. Packers, fair enough. Christian Watson's been quite good. Aaron Jones, the Saints, meh. Colts, meh. Bears, meh. And
Montgomery.
Whatever the Washington team's called,
Red Pandas. Washington and the Bears. The running backs have been brilliant.
Yeah,
everyone's always suffering for running back.
Yeah, yeah. Scary Terry is doing quite well in my league. So it kind of wasn't the greatest week for some people, but at least Griff, we made the fantasy playoffs in the regular league, didn't we?
And I believe in the Dynasty League or
I didn't.
Oh, Dynasty. You failed there. Oh, I made both after starting 0-4 in both leagues. Jim, how did you get on?
I'm on the cusp of the playoffs in the Dynasty League, and I'm doing dreadfully in our usual league.
But are you not controlling? Let me think now. Two teams in each league this year.
Yeah, they're both bottom two.
Chris is delighted.
I'm sure he is.
You're doing very well in the auction league, though, aren't you?
I'm doing pretty well there. Yeah,
you've got the he's got the
second best record.
Really?
Yeah.
Beat me.
I did not take part in the auction league. That's too much hassle.
Do you know what? I loved the draft for that. It was 3 hours of intense math.
I'd rather pay the fake money to not have to take part. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so but let's start. So let's start in the NFC. Eagles stay out in front, but the chasing teams had an awkward afternoon. So Vikings were beaten by everyone's either favourite or second favourite team now because.
Apart from Gary.
Yeah, but Gary's a dick. even he's turning around. Like, he was saying some complimentary things about Dan Campbell. So we're finally getting to him. But yeah, the form team in the league at the moment, the Lions.
5-1 in their last six games.
Yep. And the Cowboys. Who scraped past the lowly, hapless,
semi-deceased Texans.
Semi-deceased. The stuff on the bottom of your shoe. The Texans.
Tread.
No, shit.
Oh.
But yeah, they were restrained by a decent Texans defense and, for the Texans, quite inventive offense. Vikings 23-34 Lions. I mean, the Lions. I don't want to go into cliche and all of the
thing. Yeah, you do.
I love the Lions from the start. Like the first time they appeared on Red Zone, it was Jameson Williams scoring a touchdown. You know, he'd gone past some blown coverage, and I was just like, "Yes, today's going to be a good day." Yes, the day before I'd watched Ronaldo cry. England had lost, you know. But I was like, today's going to be good. And, Kirk Cousins had the Vikings offense had so many yards. The defense sucks.
The defense is terrible. Like, that's the fifth straight opponent that the Vikings have played where they've racked up 400 yards plus in offense against the Vikings. Like, that defense, the old cliche, defense wins championships. With that defense, the Vikings are not going to go very far in the playoffs. Like, I still think they're far enough ahead in the
NFC North. Oh, they're so far ahead.
To make the playoffs, I've got no doubts about that. So they'll get another one or two wins. But they're not going to go deep in the playoffs.
I think they still have at least 10 to 15% in the locker that they can bring out. and I don't think this is the same Vikings you saw under Mike Zimmer. I think...
No, the defense is worse.
Yeah, when push comes to shove, I think the offense is much, much better. Justin Jefferson had 223 yards. But
they did nothing on the ground.
No, they didn't. But that can come back at any point. Kirk and Madison can light it up. And if they do that in the playoffs, they will go deep. It's a much more interesting team. I liked Mike Zimmer, but his time had come and gone. It's a much more interesting team. And I do have faith. Don't forget, I was picking them to get to the Super Bowl. And I have at least been proved right in so much as they are one of the top four teams in the NFL right now. How far you go once you get in the playoffs, I mean, okay, fine, they might not. But I've been impressed. This was by far their worst defensive performance of the season. But the Lions have done this to so many teams. The
Lions can't score points. Well, they've proven it throughout the year.
There's only one game this season where they haven't scored more than 30 points.
They scored none that game.
Yeah, we shut them out. But so DJ Chark. Thank you. Making a massive difference since he came back from injury. In the last two games, he's had 98 and 94 receiving yards. And he's just opening the way for Amon-Ra St. Brown to not have double coverage, which is crazy.
But you match those two though, with Josh Reynolds, who I think is a very capable number three. And if Jameson Williams just come through with the potential he had in terms of what he produced at Alabama, that's four receivers who are good receivers for Jared Goff. Like, that's probably the most receivers he's had to throw to, which are, I think, legitimate squad of receivers. It's no wonder he's looking good. He's got a good offensive line in front of him as well.
Jared Goff will be the quarterback there next season?
Yeah, I think he will be.
I do too. I think they will draft someone, but I don't think they're looking in the first round now. I think they're looking to develop someone behind Jared Goff.
When you think about they got the Rams pick, which is going to be a top 10 pick. They can just go out and get another edge rusher.
And their best receiver this weekend was Penis Sewell.
What a catch that was.
Catch and fall.
One of the receivers,
It wasn't even like, you know, like, it was slightly off-centre. He had to turn. And
it's a massive man. No one wanted to tackle it, did they? He fell over by himself.
Well, Dan Campbell has said he reckons he could be one of the top, a Hall of Fame tight end if he wanted to be.
God.
I want to see it.
We all do.
Because, I mean, as well, when he took the ball, he was in motion.
Was some slow-ass motion.
Oh.
Slow motion is what it
doesn't
was.
Doesn't matter. But, yeah, DJ Chark, going back to absolutely, like, came into this season, obviously.
He's a number one receiver on many teams.
Questions because of he had a horrible, you know, he had an ACL injury.
He had the Jaguars.
And he was at the Jaguars.
Not sure what's worse.
Well,
yes, you are.
He had that urban stink, urban minor stink.
If I gave you the choice between a year out with an ACL injury or 5 years playing in Jacksonville,
best thing that happened to Travis ACL.
But yeah, I think he's got a 3-year contract, but the last 2 years avoided. So he's earning a new contract, and I hope that it is at Detroit because I think Jared Goff's playing at the decent level Jared Goff we had at the Rams.
Yeah, when the plays are called for him and you play to his strengths, it's like Alex Smith. You play to his strengths, he is a good game manager with an arm enough to open the field.
Yeah.
Okay, there are going to be games where you are behind and he can't win you the game, but he can not lose you the game. And if the rest of the team is good and with Williams and Swift at running back, they just need him to be accurate and competent. And Jared Goff.
Yeah, if they go into the draft next year, they got two first round picks and they just beef up the defense just a little bit more, That could be a genuine championship looking side.
Love
definitely,
it.
Yeah. Love it. Well, Texans 23, Cowboys 27.
Now, this is just one of those games where you just don't react, okay? Because the Cowboys were crap. They were really they were awful. They had a bad game and they won by four. And what more do you want? Like, how many times have you seen in Super Bowl winning seasons where the Patriots have scraped wins against, like, the Jets or, I don't know, like, when the Niners were bad? When that year we had Jim Tomsula and we won, like, 6-3. And it's, like, because good teams win close games. Yeah. Because in the NFL, which is designed to have close games, you will come up against someone who's having a better day than you. And this was the Texans on their best game of the season, and they still didn't win.
Still pretty bad.
So, yeah, they randomly decided to play both their crap quarterbacks, and one of them wasn't even Brandon Allen from last week. It was Jeff Driscoll. Who remembered he was still in the league?
Well, who remembered he had legs? He was pushing.
Seven carries for 36. Well, yeah, I mean, he was a gadget player before, if you remember. He's played at tight end as well.
Yeah.
But 4 of 6 for 38 and a touchdown passing. Davis Mills got his job back basically because Brandon Allen was extra crap.
Yeah,
Brandon
not
Allen
for long. I mean,
or Carl Allen.
Carl Allen.
Was it Carl Allen? Sorry. One of the Allens. One of the nondescript Allens.
So insignificant.
One that's not Josh.
I mean, look, we've been saying all season, this is a team that's going to go into rebuild. They're going to have a high draft pick at the moment, the number one draft pick, and they got their pick of quarterbacks because Davis Mills, unfortunately, probably going to be a good career backup.
He's going to be a career backup, yeah.
But he's not a starter.
Zeke and Pollard, once again for me, showing that as a 1-2, with neither of them being overly stressed, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And an easy day. And so,
100 yards and two touchdowns between them.
Soft defense.
You've put no miles on those legs in this game and won.
No. But it's like you said, it's the old adage. They've played badly, they've won. Throw that game plan in the bin, move on to next week.
Yeah. And they've got some help going forward on offense, the Cowboys. They have brought back old man Hilton.
T.Y. Thank you, Hilton.
I mean, I love T.Y. Hilton.
He'd reached the end of the road at the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's got left, but they don't need a lot. They just need someone to spell Gallup.
If he can do nothing else, hopefully he can still run pretty quick and stretch the field. Which, like you say, it'll give the players beneath him.
He's unlikely to be worse than Noah Brown.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're using T.Y. Hilton as your number three rather than your number one, that's a good option.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what this comes down to. Do you at this point want to bring up what we were discussing before, bearing in mind T.Y. Hilton has been signed ahead of Odell Beckham?
So, yeah, we're just chatting about that. It's the fact that, you know, the Cowboys have gone out, but they brought in T.Y. Hilton. Announced today that the Bills are bringing Cole Beasley out of retirement. For me, that just spells out that Odell Beckham's either not fit, or they don't trust his fitness, or he's asking too much in terms of contract. Because those are the two teams he was rumoured to go to. We'll throw the Giants in there as well, but I don't think that was ever realistic. I think that was...
I don't think he's able to play until deep or at all in the playoffs. And they don't want that. They want someone they can play in now.
I think that the rumours were he was after a multi-year contract.
He wants a three-year deal, or 2.5-year deal.
And I don't think that's realistic. Coming off the injury he had, he had a good spell at the Rams. He was important in their playoff and their eventual Super Bowl win. But how much of it was Sean McVay, how much was Odell Beckham, based on the fact that he was pretty poor at the Browns?
The fact that T.Y. Hilton and Cole Beasley have been signed ahead of him is not a good sign. I just don't think he's fit enough to demonstrate what he's got.
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately? That's what it comes down to.
Well, yeah. As I say, he went on the shop and he basically come out and said, I have no interest in playing regular season. I just want to play in the playoffs. So, you know.
I don't want to play Sunday League. I just want to play in the FA Cup final.
Exactly. So, you know, if that's true, good luck, mate.
How's that going to go down with potential teammates?
Well, exactly. Yeah, no. Stop being a teammate. Anyway, leading the way, Eagles 48, Giants 22.
Is that four defeats on the slide, five defeats on the slide for you now?
Yeah. Four. We've won one in six. So that's four wins out of six.
Yeah. This is the first game which I think Brian Daboll's got it absolutely wrong on many parts of the field. And again, like we said about the Cowboys, okay, got it wrong. Throw away that game plan and start again. And look, the Eagles are a good team.
No one's stopping the run. Miles Sanders, 144 yards, 8.5 a carry and two touchdowns.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts didn't even have to do anything. Did he even break the 100-yard, 200-yard passing? Yeah, 217. Like, they didn't have to work that hard to completely wipe you off the map in this game.
No, no. And we helped them, you know, like, you know, the botched punts in the early in the first half, which basically meant that they didn't have to try very hard to go from 14 to 21-0.
Sanders is the first Eagle to rush for more than 1,000 yards in a season since 2014.
Who was that? Oh,
McCoy?
McCoy, I presume.
Yeah, before the DeMarco Murray. Yeah,
it's before that.
Yeah. Must have been.
Long time without a solid run.
They've had like two or three players playing that without any lead back.
Yeah. And AJ Brown's the first Eagle receiver to exceed 1,000 yards also since 2014.
DeSean Jackson, I guess.
Again, yeah, I would presume.
I would guess so. I can't pretend I've looked that up, but I would have thought so. I'm just putting my flak jacket on here for a second, but Tyrod Taylor played quite well, better than Daniel Jones. Why is he not playing?
Because carries still garbage time. Got garbage time.
Tyrod Taylor's the better quarterback out of the two. Two carries, 40 yards, and 5 of 5 passing for 47.
I agree with John, it's garbage time. I don't think you can read anything into... You can't read anything into the fact that the Giants scored 22 points, and you can't read anything into the box score of any of the Giants players.
Daniel Jones is not going to be their quarterback next season.
I completely agree. But do you really think Tyrod Taylor is the quarterback that's going to reinvigorate that franchise?
I don't think that they were winning games based on their quarterback, but I think they might be losing games based on their quarterback at occasions. Not this game. This game they were never going to win. Not many teams could beat this.
It was not DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey.
It was his final year at the Eagles before he went to the Chiefs. He's no longer in the league.
Oh, Macklin.
Jeremy Macklin. Ooh. 1,300 yards he got.
Bloody hell.
The Eagles finished seventh in the NFC that season and missed the playoffs.
Yeah, back in the days when we didn't have stupid number of playoff teams.
But so
one more.
Still. But but, you know, we are on the slide, but I think we're just returning to being a
team that's in rebuild.
Yeah, you know, and as I say, Barkley's beat up. He's got, you know, he's played with a neck injury. He's on a limited snap count. I'd have no issue at the moment with where we are. You know, our season is not going to be defined on playing the Eagles. It's how we do against team. We know we've beat the Titans and the Ravens. You know, these are slightly more, you know, average teams. That's more where, you know, we need to be looking at.
You've written here in the running order, Jalen Hurts now out in front in the MVP race. The answer is no.
No, I don't.
Well, I don't think he's in the top three.
I'm going to call bullshit on that.
How are you calling bullshit?
Who's ahead of him?
I'm going to agree with both of you. And the reason that makes me absolutely mental is that I don't think he's the best player in the league. I think he's very good. But I do think he's going to win the MVP. And that's because the bar from Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP is about 10 times higher than anyone else, who I think is the best player in the league.
Well, I think McCombs is the best player in the league. I think Jalen Hurts is having the best season as quarterback. Mahomes has had quite a few interceptions this year for an average quarterback. For Mahomes, he's having a whole load of interceptions. He had three this week alone.
He's just special.
He's brilliant. And, you know, he does things that, you know, he sort of makes me giggle, like, and that, you know, that I think Hurts is out in. If he doesn't win it, I don't know.
He has the 10th most passing yards in the league for a team that's absolutely destroying people. He is only fifth overall for touchdowns with 22, and he's fourth in QBR. He's not the best in any of the lead statistics. The only thing he's leading is interceptions with 3 because he doesn't throw the ball that much. Now, I have been the biggest supporter. I was on this train early, but he is not the MVP. Right now, apart from the last 2 weeks, it would have been Tua for me. I told you that.
No.
He was playing much better as an actual quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
I'd put Joe Burrow over Tua.
Joe Burrow is now back in the race. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is still first.
I think... To say anyone other than Hurts means you haven't watched enough Jalen Hurts. He is incredible to watch. He's had a couple of bad games where he's reverted to just being average. Mm-hmm. He is astounding to watch. And it's not all on him, you know, what the plays they've crafted for him, but that's the game, you know, and he's going out and doing it.
Do you know who could be in the MVP race? He's going to get mentioned in the next section, just moving you along here. But imagine you made your debut as a starter and you were playing against the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And you won.
Yeah.
Even though your nickname is Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Should they not just hand him the MVP now and just be done with it? Just say, there you go, mate.
Well, how many yards did he get this week? 185 yards. Like, it's great. All this is proving to me is you could plug in one of us three into the Shanahan offense, and I think...
So what we're saying is Kyle Shanahan is actually a great coach.
I think this is showing that Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. Anyone who's in the Shanahan out brigade, like, it's gotten to the point where the worst quarterback you've had this season was the guy who played the first two games.
Yeah, for me, it just shows how not ready Trey Lance was.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And actually having a year off
might be the best thing that ever happened to him, yeah. Or he might now never get his job back because Brock Purdy's the new Tom Brady.
Let's see if he's having...
Tom Brady asked for 150 tickets for this game to bring all his friends and family.
The second time he's ever played in San Francisco.
Yeah, and he got digged. Yeah. I mean, he got digged hard.
And then, yeah...
it's against the best defense in the league.
Yeah.
Well, that is something that Fred Warner said about Brock Purdy. And, like, is he ready? And because he has spent the year practicing against the best defense in the league.
True. 16 of 21, 185 yards and two touchdowns. Wasn't sacked, didn't throw an interception.
They were so far in the lead from half time.
He wasn't even sacked.
Yeah, he just didn't have... Like, the Bucks are so disappointing.
I think there is a level of the Bucks. The defense has just gone on a massive decline. The offense has obviously gone on a massive decline. The fact that, they beat the Saints last gasp effort last week, but they were annihilated on Sunday. I think Fox were carrying this as like a prime time game because it's Tom Brady going back to San Francisco. They turned over and went to Sam Darnold versus Jesus. it's game's over.
Yeah.
About half time, the game was over. Half time, the 49ers were 28-0 up. It's like, well, we'll just lean back. I mean,
so you have shut teams out in four of the last eight halves that you've played. That is nuts. That is Super Bowl winning level, didn't
you? Yeah. It's why you look at a lot of power rankings.
Who was the last team to use four different quarterbacks? Because you've used four quarterbacks this season, because Josh Johnson also played in this game, to win the Super Bowl, having played four different quarterbacks in the season. Anyone?
I'd say no one.
I would guess no one.
I'd say the only one that would have come close was maybe the Giants. Had a couple.
Hosteller. I think they only used two.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think anyone would have played four quarterbacks in the season and won the Super Bowl. That's just unheard of.
I've got a feeling in the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles year, I think Nate Sudfield played.
Yeah.
I think Nate Sudfield played a few spot performances as well. Right. Debo
looks like he's not as bad as...
So it's a high ankle sprain.
He went off the pitch crying, and I'm sorry, if you go off the pitch crying and it's
Ronaldo,
not a season-ending injury, you have to have your season ended. Because, I'm sorry, I don't like that. But, no, the guy
again though,
is great.
It make us, even losing Debo Samuel, when you look at it, how well Brandon Ayuk is.
Brandon Ayuk is out Debo this year.
And then you've got McCaffrey as well, and... Even Jordan Mason had 11 carries for 56 yards.
So that,
yeah, Jordan Mason.
Didn't we go to school with him?
Yeah, probably.
But again, that says more about the Bucks' run defense than it does anything else.
No, I'd like to see what happens when you play a good team.
Yeah.
Because you haven't for a while now. Like, the Dolphins were protect, but
say,
if
the
they can't put,
came into that as a
if they can't
team.
Protect Tua, which they couldn't. Like, we're going to go into it, but if you can't protect Tua, that team is useless. The Saints suck. The Cardinals suck.
The next four teams that the 49ers play, they're at Seahawks, home to the Commanders, at Raiders, and home to the Cardinals.
Is it sad that you look at that and you think, Commanders might be the hardest game?
At Seahawks is probably our hardest game because it's there and it's rivalry, they know us.
Yeah, I still think that the Seahawks are on a giant-esque spiral. The defense is appalling right now. So yeah,
their run defense is really struggling.
Bodes,
yeah, it bodes well for when you're playing a Shanahan team. But yeah, no. But great, you can go. You're so in the playoffs. It's
speaking of the Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah. Nice Panthers 30, 24 Seahawks. I mean,
Panthers are in this race to win the NFC South.
Yeah,
they are 5-8.
They've got a guy who's trying to keep his job as head coach, and so far,
he's doing a very good. He's doing a much better job than Matt Rhule, which you know, again, any one of us three probably would do.
Yeah.
Basically, if the Panthers win out, they win the NFC South. I know it's a big ask, but
I don't know which of the teams is worse. I don't know how you put those teams in the order of first to worst in the NFC South. There's not that much between the Bucs, the Falcons who didn't play this week, the Panthers, and the Saints who didn't play this week. Like, which one of those teams is good?
None of them.
No.
This is like the NFC West when the Seahawks won it on a 7-9 record. Yeah. They were all bad teams.
I look at it, you think that, you know, their next coming game, Steelers could win that. Panthers Lions is on Christmas Eve.
That's tough.
It's the tough one. Then Bucks and Saints. They could quite easily win three of those four. That might be enough.
It's not too much to ask for the other three teams to lose one or two games based on how they're all playing.
The Bucks seemingly can't get out their own way.
Turning to the Panthers then, briefly, Steve Wilkes in charge, like we said, Sam Darnold back under centre. He only had 120 passing yards.
Didn't need to do anything.
He was averaging 7 yards a carry.
The running game is so much better. Like,
well, this is what I was going to. Deonta Foreman. Yeah. Since McCaffrey left, Foreman's obviously taken over. It didn't go to Chuba Hubbard. It went to Foreman as the lead back. He now has 637 yards and 4 touchdowns on the season, averaging 4.3 a carry. He is one of the lead running backs in the league. He's basically one of the top 32 running backs in the league right now. And deservedly so. Like, they haven't dropped off a great deal at running back without Christian McCaffrey. They're not trying anything clever because he's not there to try anything clever with. They're just running the ball and it's working.
Feels like it's one of those trades that has actually worked for both teams.
Yeah.
But the 49ers are getting a lot out of McCaffrey. We didn't mention his stat line previously, but you know, it was
good. 119 yards again,
And the Panthers seem to have replaced him, replaced some of the parts that made up McCaffrey and are playing better. Now, how much of that is down to Wilkes versus Matt Rhule? I don't know because we never got the opportunity to see it. But you know, Wilkes is doing himself no harm in terms of getting a job next year.
Yeah, what he's doing with very little
offense
is quite impressive, really.
Early shout for sweetest player of the week, the Terrace Marshall catch between his legs.
That was a great catch. I mean, you're not going with penis seal, I think you got it wrong, but that's fine.
Well, we'll see. The Seahawks.
It's the Seahawks defense that's letting them down. Geno is playing fine. Well. Yeah, the running game, they had no Kenneth Walker III this week, and it showed. You know, their lead carrier was Travis Homer with 26.
Yeah, and then Geno Smith after him with 20.
Without your star running back, they're not going to win many games.
It's similar to Goff, isn't it? In terms of you can't lean on Geno Smith to win you a game.
No.
You can lean on him to not lose you a game. But this wasn't a game for Geno Smith without a good running game.
He's fine throwing the ball. Geno Smith
is great. He's having a great season.
Yeah.
But for this Seahawks team, they need him to be like Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, rolled into one. And he's just not. And it's a shame because... I know. But yeah, Tyler Lockett is having a brilliant season. DK Metcalf is just a nuisance, isn't he? He's brilliant.
Marquise Goodwin doesn't get enough love.
Yeah. No, there's a lot on the... But you can just run through them. And they have a horrible schedule. So this coming week, 49ers, then the Chiefs, then the Jets, and then finishing off with the Rams, who are just going to...
God knows what's going to happen there.
I think they're just going to enjoy being disruptors for the next few weeks.
Let's talk about the Rams then. So they took on the Raiders on Thursday.
We're doing really well, these segues.
It's
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's almost like I'm jumping in and manhandling them in as soon
as something comes on. Raiders 16, Rams 17 on Thursday Night Football. Baker Mayfield starts having had the playbook only 2 days. And leads
something like 47 and a half hours.
Yeah, leads a game-winning field goal drive right at the death. Like, right at the death. The Raiders did it again. They were up comfortably.
Yep.
And they shat the bed. I mean... Seriously, win a game. McDaniels, just come back to the Patriots. All will be forgiven. Yeah. You will be a star again because this is not good.
They controlled everything.
It's hard to disagree with any
of that. Josh Jacobs, 99 yards. Derek Carr, he threw two picks. Like he couldn't get anything going. But Devontae Adams, 71 yards. Like they got things going. The Rams have got nothing. They've got nothing. And then Baker's just turning on, 230 yards on debut. Got a touchdown, got sacked four times. It's not like they were protecting him.
No.
And he was chucking the ball. Like he was Brett Favre-ing that ball without half the talent.
I think one of the things he said afterwards is that, you know, you look at his career, he's had about five different offensive coordinators throughout his career. Yeah. And he said, that's given him the skills to be able to quickly diagnose a playbook, figure out what's going to work, what doesn't work. And kind of move on. And you kind of saw that.
He's actually quite good on instinct.
I think that's it. It's instinct.
I think it's that level of instinct. And look, I think maybe with Sean McVay, he might be right.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because I was saying to you before we started that there has at least been rumour that Matt Stafford is struggling with the concussion issues, may consider just retiring. And Baker would be in prime position then to just take over at the Rams.
I mean, look, the Rams have got no draft picks. Very little cap space. So if they want to be serious contenders going into next year, which presume they would be, they'd want to be. Why not?
It's not like Baker had all the help in the world. Cam Akers, 42 yards as the lead rusher, and then Ben Skoronek and Tutu Atwell were the lead receivers. It's not like he was bailed out by like a DeAndre Hopkins or something.
He's he's doing. Really that well in that game.
It might only
with
be one
nothing.
Game. But
who cares? Like, if it was one game or not.
He's basically erased the terrible stigma of playing for the Panthers at the start of the year in one game.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I like Baker. I sort of hope it sort of works for him.
Yeah.
John, you've put here, who's more likely to make the playoffs, Panthers or Seahawks? What do we think?
I think Panthers, based on the division they're in.
I agree with Jim.
Same. I look.
Niners are only going forward.
Yeah, I don't think there's much difference between the two teams in terms of skill positions or how they're playing. Coaching, probably the Seahawks edge. But yeah, based on just the divisions they're in, the Panthers have got the better chance.
Yeah. Basically, I just wanted to talk about whether the Seahawks would make the playoffs because at the moment they're hanging on, but their form is
they're eighth,
spiraling.
Are they? Or they're seventh?
I think they're eighth. They are spiraling.
I think it's too much to ask because I think a third place team in one of the other divisions is going to have just as good a record. They're just going to get edged out. It's unfortunate because of the way they started, but they needed the Niners to struggle through their quarterback dilemmas, and they haven't done.
That's pretty much
what it is. They needed someone else in the division to struggle, and it's not been the right
eighth.
Team. Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean they've got the Lions, the Packers. And the Panthers and Falcons breathing down their neck as well. I mean, and who knows with the Lions, if they carry on their form, they're in the playoff hunt.
Yeah. Well,
the Rams trailed 16-3.
Yes.
But the Raiders, this is the fifth time in six games that the Raiders have been more than 10 points up.
These are two teams that are just begging for the season to end realistically. Because like, there's nothing for either of them to fight for. The Raiders aren't getting out of the AFC West. Said the Rams aren't getting out of the NFC West. What's left for them to play for now, other than let's just throw a few guys in and see what we've got?
There's
apart from Josh McDaniels' job.
Josh McDaniels' job. I mean, that's it. I mean,
it's an error. It's just an error being in charge of this.
Josh Jacobs has made himself incredibly valuable.
They don't.
The free agency market.
They don't own him. Like they're going to be a disaster because if he's got any sense, he'll leave.
Well, he might not be. They could still franchise tag him.
Yeah, fine. Then he's made himself a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Well, I think more that gives them trade value. Like if someone does, it's desperate enough, it's unlikely, but they could at least get some trade value for him. because but, yeah, they've
but there's nothing good in this season for the Raiders, and yet it started with so much promise.
Yep. No, no.
I think you could be seeing new coach, new quarterback, new running back next season on this team easily.
Yeah, very much so. Elsewhere, whilst we're talking NFC, the Washington Commanders report was released on the 8th of December that says the Commanders created a toxic work culture for more than two decades, ignoring and downplaying sexual misconduct by men at the top of, the levels of the organisation. Dan Schneider testified, but was said to be dismissive, evasive, and said over 100 times they had no recollection of any of the events. Of course, the Commanders say this is a, you know, basically a butcher. You know, witch this hunt. Is it's a witch hunt, whatever else. But it's not good reading, and just adds to the, you know, the thing to say. Just this guy needs to get out of this fucking sport.
Just devalues the franchise. I think that's the sell at the moment. That's the biggest problem for Daniel Schneider is that all of this coming out, he doesn't care about his own personal. His own kind of personal profile. He just cares about how much this is damaging the value of that franchise because they're trying to sell some or all of it.
He's going to get forced out.
Yeah, whoever comes in is going to lowball it.
You can do some disgraceful things. You can Jerry Jones this league.
Yeah.
It's still not been spoken about enough, by the way, but you can Jerry Jones this league. You can Al Davis. You can Robert Kraft this league. But once you expose the league to everyone else.
You're and also trouble. Start taking money out of other owners' pockets as well.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
You can do whatever, and they can all know behind closed doors. Everyone knows Robert Kraft did whatever Robert Kraft did. Everyone knows Al Davis was a massive pain in the ass.
It was also released that they released the emails that got Gruden sacked.
Yeah, to deflect news and attention. Obviously. And you cannot do that. No one in the league is going to trust you. You're out of the circle.
Realistically, and if you're a player in free agency, if you're a coach, if you're an assistant coach, you're not going to want to go there with that.
God, no.
I could lose my job based on something which,
I've
emailed in private, which probably gets spun out of control. But the team needs to be sold. It needs to be sold quickly. The NFL needs to move on.
Cool. We'll come back and do the AFC. Welcome back. So we're going to go through the AFC now before. One of us has to fuck off to Watford. we can laugh.
It's going to be awkward sitting in Jim's house doing a podcast when he's not here.
Yeah. So, in the AFC, the Bills lead the way still. And they beat the Jets in a tightly fought contest against the Jets' defence and whatever loser they have leading the offence. Just behind them are the Chiefs, who pulled out a win against the Broncos. And the Ravens, who ran through the Steelers despite being down to their third-string quarterback.
Okay, Jets, Bills. I've never been a bigger Bills fan because I need the Jets to keep losing so the Patriots scrape into the playoffs.
All right.
This is another team, like a bit like the Cowboys, right? This is another team, the Bills. Don't always play their best, but they just get the job done.
I will say, that Jets defense is brilliant.
Yeah.
Sauce Gardner is the defensive rookie of the season. 100%. First year cornerbacks are never this good.
No.
It's insane.
And Quinn Williams in the middle is an absolute beast.
He's injured, isn't he? He got injured,
which is a massive shame. He got two sacks on the day. That's his 11th sack of the year. From the middle of the line, he's playing absolutely brilliant. But what the fuck is going on with Zach Wilson? He wasn't even dressed for this game.
No, he's not on the bench because he got dropped for poor performance and then he got relegated to not being in the squad because he didn't take responsibility for holding the team back.
Yeah, I mean...
And basically, the other players have said, we don't want to play with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad look. I mean...
John said whichever no-name they've got under... But Mike White's playing fine. 27 of 44, 268 yards. Mike
almost killed him.
He got cut in half twice.
He had to leave the game twice and left the game in an ambulance.
And we went to hospital.
But
that is the opposite to Zach Wilson.
Exactly that.
And the players are like, 100%. Fair enough. Yeah.
But it is a problem, though, for them.
Yeah.
Because when Mike White is not being killed... They have to bring in old man Flacco to come in and fumble the ball because that's all he can do now.
First.
When he gets hit, he drops the ball.
Yeah.
Can I also ask who's on of the night is?
I thought it was that night when I first saw him. Former terrible footballer at Fulham. I don't know,
but he had a great game.
Yeah. 17 carries, 71 yards.
It's a team that misses Breesall in badly. Michael Carter has he's dropping fumbles. But is that Zonovan Knight doing fine?
It's a great name, Zonovan.
Great.
Zohan. That's what it reminded me of.
Donovan's alien brother.
Yeah.
The Bills, they're not playing brilliantly, but they get it done. And it's, let's get to the playoffs, because you probably won't have to play a defense quite like the Jets.
No. There aren't many better.
No, not at the moment. What they need is a quarterback. And it was called at the time that the Wilson pick seemed odd. Throwing him in there seemed odder. And it's just,
I'll nail this now, right? Either Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo will be quarterback in the Jets next season. Because either of those two would make this team excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Because the weapons are all there.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's missing one thing, and that one thing is the most important position on the...
It is.
On the field.
Now, Ravens-Steelers. Now, I mentioned this game right at the start, if you remember, we were talking about crap games.
It was appalling.
We were down to a third stringer versus a second stringer. We were down to, there are some terrible names on this field. And somehow...
It has provided my favourite stat of the day, though.
Go on.
Two quarterbacks have come in as replacements and thrown three picks. Can you name... Well, the first one is Mitch Trubisky this weekend. This season. This season, a bloke has come in as a replacement as a quarterback and thrown three picks. One was Mitch Trubisky this week. Can you name the other?
Jimmy Garoppolo?
No. Huh. It was Kenny Pickett in week four replacing Mitch Trubisky.
It wasn't a good day to be a quarterback. Tyler Huntley, 8 of 12 for 88 yards, no touchdowns. Anthony Brown, 3 of 5 for 16 yards, no touchdowns. And then you've got Trubisky, 22 of 30, 1 touchdown, 3 picks. And Kenny Pickett, 0 of 1, crushed, out with a concussion. And
it's second concussion of the season.
Second in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
that's another worry.
It's a worry. That is a worry.
It is a worry. I will point out they are now so hot on this that this has always happened.
Yeah.
It was never picked up. And it should be picked up.
It should be picked up.
I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying is don't be thinking, his career's over because all these players have had these concussions.
Yeah.
No one was ever reporting.
No,
I'm not saying his career's over, but I'm saying a season could be over. I don't think we're not seeing Matt Stafford.
It's not like he's outplayed Mitch Trubisky. No. The experience has probably been good for him. I would now rest him up and assume he's starting for you next year.
The difference is the Ravens could run the ball. J.K. Dobbins was back and he did very well.
Rather well.
The Steelers just...
120 yards, 8 yards a carry.
He was amazing on my fantasy bench.
And this is why you're bottom of all the leagues.
So should we move on to Chiefs 34, Broncos 28?
Yeah, this should never have been this close. But Russell Wilson actually turned into Russell Wilson for about 15 minutes.
Well, do you know what happened? Whenever something magical changes in the NFL, it's because Gary's texted the podcast group going,
"Wilson's done.
Wilson's done, isn't he?" And suddenly, 21 unanswered points in about 10 minutes.
It aged very badly.
I think he's done something like that before. Maybe,
yeah, he did it.
A really important game.
Yeah.
Wilson this week, 23 of 36 for 247 yards, 3 touchdowns and a pick, but was sacked 6 times.
He's also the lead carrier for the Broncos. 4 carries for 57 yards.
But there were times when he did look more like Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah, like a quarter.
Wilson. Yeah. And then, he got hit in the red zone. And
that sounds painful.
He's also concussed. So yeah. Brett Rippon came in.
Brett Rippon, 4 of 8 for a touchdown and a pick.
Yeah, big old bump on Wilson's head.
Yeah.
That looked nasty. Brett Rippon.
It was fine. We were talking about who the MVP would be. Patrick Mahomes, 28 of 42, 352 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did throw 3 picks, which, what's that, the second time he's thrown 3 picks or something? And he was sacked twice.
But it just, like, he was completely undaunted by the fact, oh, hang on, the Broncos score all these points. I'll just go back out there and
pass for Jerick McKinnon's one of
looking towards the sideline.
And just, like, literally bowling it to him underarm. It's just like, he is the only quarterback that would try that and it work.
He had another one that could quite easily have been Sweetest Player of the Week to Juju.
Yeah, the touchdown. To
Valdes-Scantling. They're all just brilliant.
Jerick McKinnon, by the way, 7 receptions for 112 yards. I mean, who remembered Jerick McKinnon was still in the league?
But he's one of those, he's a Chiefs offensive player. You could, unless it's Kelsey, it gets forgotten because we all sort of relate everything to fantasy and you just can't pick any of them.
No, it's difficult. But Pacheco as well, another great game. 13 carries, 70 yards, and three reception, 23 yards. He's looking like a legit back. I mean,
yeah. Who remembers Edward Buteler? Yeah.
This Pacheco guy is looking like the real deal.
He's I'm a big fan. Jerry Jeudy had a game. Unfortunately, he lost.
But I think you've mentioned it previously, John, that there is talent there. It's just a quarterback play, and the play calling is just so bad.
It's been appalling all year.
You can't tell if these receivers are good or not. I think they are.
I think they're...
The receivers are good. The coaching is poor. The quarterback is struggling. I don't think he's done. I know Gary's intent that we have to leap on this train. I don't think he's done. I think he's not used to being coached this way, and he's not getting the best out of himself.
He's an awkward character, which comes across more and more.
Yeah.
And,
but you can see why Pete Carroll had enough of him, basically.
Yeah. But obviously, it hasn't worked with Hackett. They need to
move on.
I mean, as well, like, get a defensive head coach in, find an offensive coordinator who will work with him. Because this defence is still the best thing about this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll say one extra thing. The offensive coordinator, you ask Russell Wilson, who do you want?
Yeah.
Because you're paying him that much money.
Yeah, absolutely.
You better make sure he performs. And you've got to give him no excuses to fail.
That's it. No, definitely. But yeah. So, behind the leading pack, Titans are still 4th seed, but suck. they lost to the Jags, who continue to show signs of improvement, but no sign of consistency. And just behind the Titans are the Bengals, who have Ja'Marr Chase back, but also lost Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins in the first drive of the game.
Yep.
But they also played the Browns, so who the fuck cares? They beat 23-10 for them. The Jags 36-22 against the Titans, and then behind as well in the chasing pack, Dolphins 17, Chargers 23, Patriots 27, Cardinals 13. What is up with the Titans? Because they started off like a train, and then
it's gone off the rails, Lauren.
Yeah, Henry had his drop. Where he fumbled into Josh Allen's hands.
Yeah, and he fumbled twice and lost both in the game, which is extremely rare for him. Mm-hmm. But they need to play mistake-free football because their defence is struggling.
Yeah.
So if they then turn the ball over on offence and put the defence back on the field, teams can score. The Jags scored, 5 straight possessions at one point?
Yeah.
Like, they just couldn't get them off. They couldn't get them off
completely
field.
Completely agree.
First time that Jacksonville have won in Tennessee since 2013. Yeah. That's 10 years.
Yeah.
Completely agree with everything you say. Also, Trevor Lawrence had his best, best game so far. And that's now the second or third time we've said that this year. He just looked unbelievably good.
No interceptions, wasn't sacked. He just looked 368 brilliant. Yards and 3 touchdowns. He did. And he did it without a massive running game.
Yeah.
ETN was the lead, but 32 yards. And then you've got Jermichael Hasty with 13. Like,
it is nothing, yeah.
He did everything that was required of him, Trevor Lawrence, and he did it through Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
Who thought you'd hear that?
11 receptions, 162.
You remember when Eric Ebron was a resurgent player, and now you've got Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
It's the double E.
Well, when we saw him at Wembley, he was the only really, apart from Etienne, Etienne, Ishan, Ingram was the only decent thing about their offense. Yeah.
Imagine if you had 11 receptions, 162 yards, and two touchdowns, and you put him on your bench.
That was you.
It was me. I still won.
Just to clarify.
It was absolutely me. He sat on my bench and scored 33 fantasy points. I still won.
Yeah. Well, I played ETN again, and he got 3.2 points.
Yes, he did, yeah.
In my starting lineup, but I still won because I'm really good at fantasy. In regular league, I'm rubbish at dynasty.
Look, the Jags basically are looking to derail the Titans. The Titans should still win this division. They should get into the playoffs. But
they play each other the last game of the season.
Yeah.
The
Jags are two games back.
Yeah.
That's a big gap to make up.
It is a big gap, but the way the Titans are playing, they've lost this three in a row now. They've lost. You're not going to put it past them.
So I think it's more likely that the Titans recover than it is the Jags win the division.
The Titans have got Chargers, Texans, Cowboys before they play the Jaguars.
So they realistically at best are going to be 2-2.
The Jags, unfortunately, have a tough schedule. They play the Cowboys, the Jets, and then finish with the Texans and Titans. So that could be 2-2.
See, I think they'll be 2-2 as well. Yeah, so and then they don't get through. But the improvement in the second half of the season, and it's the Doug Pederson effect. He's had time. Like, people thought, oh, it'll just march in and it'll be a better team. This team was below the floor. Urban Meyer had buried this team.
Yeah.
Doug Pederson's had a great effect, and he's got faith in Trevor Lawrence. I think next year you're looking at a team that's pushing the Titans to win this division. In fact, they may already be in a position to overtake them.
Let's not forget, how bad is Carson Wentz?
He's pretty bad.
He's pretty bad. He looked like an MVP under Doug Pederson.
He did. He is pretty damn bad. Like,
whatever this guy's doing with quarterbacks is working.
No, I hate it, but it is happening. So
speaking of rubbish quarterbacks, isn't it nice to see Deshaun Watson struggle? Go on, tell me why I should be okay with him playing.
I think we're all good.
26 of 42, 276 yards, a touchdown and an interception, but he just looks bad. I know he hasn't played for 2 years.
Half second behind the play all the time.
He really does. I just don't get it.
On the flip side, Joe Burrow just looks fucking amazing again.
Yeah, he does.
18 of 33, which is not amazing. 239
yards. Lost. Like, T. Higgins. Who's that?
Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd, thank you. They both went out this game. Drive. So, yeah, Jamar Chase, who is brilliant. But then,
10 for 119.
Yeah, Trenton Irwin and Trent Taylor.
You should never have two people called Trent or Trenton in your lineup. I didn't even know they could be on the field at the same time. I assume they were the same person.
Yeah.
I assume it's just that's like lazy writing from the Disney team. Planning this season. It's just awful.
God damn Madden regen. Trenton and Trayvon, they had as three of their receivers. That's what you're doing.
But the Bengals are trending up. They are now equal with the Ravens.
1-5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7.
They're 9-4.
Yep.
I mean,
they're one of the best teams in the AFC now. They're top 3 or 4 teams in the AFC.
6 out of 7.
But yeah. And the Ravens don't have Lamar back until Christmas Eve, so
it's another game without him.
So at least one more game against the Steelers. Whereas, they just played this week. NFL website.
I did call this the only good thing about the Cleveland Browns is DPJ.
Mate, he's having a great.
Everyone loves a bit of DP. You cannot get past that.
No.
114 yards off 8 receptions.
He's the only one making. I mean,
the Ravens play the Browns this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
As good as the Browns' running game is, it got completely shut down by the Bengals' defense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nick Chubb had like 14 carries, 34 yards, and for me, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, running backs in the league.
If you're probably talking the last few years,
top three.
Even the top three.
He goes criminally low in fantasy.
He does. He drops to me, and I generally have like the seventh or ninth pick or something, which is ridiculous. People pick Jonathan Taylor ahead of him. Just remember that.
Yeah.
A lot of you are fucking idiots. Unfortunately for the Bengals, Ravens Browns probably does mean the Ravens can probably do enough to maintain their lead. But
I don't know.
The Browns just seem like they can't get
without a quarterback. I mean, who's Anthony Brown again?
It doesn't. I
without a quarterback, I'm not sure that the Ravens are a lot better, if at all better, than the Browns.
Oh, no, but I'm going to say if the Browns at the moment that Browns the Ravens defense at times, like Patrick Queen and Roquan Smith
and J.K. Dobbins on the
playing offense. Out their mind. And
if the Browns had any sense, if they wanted to beat the Ravens just for the sake of beating the Ravens, just put Jacoby Brissett back in. You got a much better chance that way.
You know, the Browns season is over. What they're going to do is get Deshaun Watson back into the swing of things.
We're all praying for an ACL.
I mean, we all are, but...
Tell me it's not true.
It's true.
Thank you.
For the Ravens, they finished the season against the Browns, the Falcons, the Steelers, and then finish with the Bengals. So it's a tough running, but you'd imagine they might have enough. But the Bengals just seem like an absolute train.
Hey, John.
Train.
Imagine if you were looking at the games this weekend and you thought, oh, I'm relying on the Chargers to win a game to do me a favour.
Yeah,
and then they do. They actually do something useful.
They do something useful.
Beat the Dolphins 17-23.
They remember that they have one of, like, someone who should be in the MVP race.
Yes.
Because I know he had his injury early in the season, but suddenly he looked like Justin Herbert again this week. He's been meandering and plodding for weeks.
Yeah.
Getting Mike Williams back and Mike Williams fit has been a massive boost.
Keenan Allen. Yeah, the two of them together. Yeah. They had over 200 yards between them.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, 39 of 51, 367 yards and a touchdown. Like I say, Mike Williams, 116, Keenan Allen, 92. Look, they're not getting enough out of their running game, so their proposition weekly is dodgy. Austin Eckler's been very disappointing this season.
But this is what the Chargers... Austin Eckler's been fine.
Yeah, but it's not enough on the ground.
If you think he's a top five running back, then he's disappointing.
No, I don't.
If you don't...
He's a mid-20s running back.
Then he's doing fine. He is...
I don't think he's that bad, but I certainly think he's not yet. He's a catch. If you did, catching back.
I reckon if you did a power ranking, if someone had him in the top 10, you'd go, oh, I don't know, I'm not quite sure. Like, he's fine, and he's having that sort of season.
But as a pass catching back, 8 receptions for 59 yards, he's one of the top 5 or 6 in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
But as an actual power running back,
he's not that.
No, but that's what they want to use. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
There's a lot to like about Brandon Staley, like, you know.
It's over for Brandon.
But it does feel over. This
one,
though.
Because they're 7-6.
Yeah, but
they should be like 9-5. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the talent on that team. They should absolutely be more than that.
This was the worst game of the season.
Yeah, they can't protect him at the moment. And we mentioned earlier, like, Baker's instincts. I don't think Tua has the same instincts. It's all, if you can pressure him,
Baker's instinct is, if he sees the players on, make the play. And if he gets picked off, he gets picked off. Tua's instinct is, if there's any pressure coming, throw it away or check it down. He doesn't look for the play. So if he's protected and there's time for the play to develop, he's bang on with the timing. It's brilliant. He was the same in college, bang on with the timing. It's absolutely deadly accurate. He's the opposite to Baker. But if he's under pressure or the play doesn't develop, then it's 3-yard check down or panic and throw it away.
He had the lowest completion percentage out of quarterbacks who, I think, throw more than X amount of passes, I don't know the stat, since 2019. And it was Sam Darnold with the Jets.
Ooh. Yeah, 10 of 28 he went.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
No. What he might have to do is sometimes hold the ball, run into the line, fumble it, and let Tyreek Hill run it for 70 yards because
it was a brilliant play from Armstead, though. Did you see it?
Yeah.
He shoveled it out from under the pile to Tyreek Hill, who then ran round the other way and ran for 70-yard touchdown. Brilliant.
The guy's a cheat code sometimes.
He is.
But they need a functioning line to help him because.
Right. Speaking of cheats, let's talk about the Patriots.
Yay.
I mean, that's harsh this season. How do you cheat your way to a 7-6 record? We're bang average.
You can never wash the stench off.
No, that's fine.
Maybe just shit cheats now as well.
You can never lose all those Super Bowls either.
So
the 27-13 over the Cardinals. Cardinals lost Kyler Murray. It's a season-ending ACL injury.
Doesn't matter because the season's over.
The season was over. This game was pap. It was actually rubbish. And in the end, the Dolphins defense, the Patriots defense made all the difference. They had sacks, interceptions, forced fumble recoveries. Like, they were lights out, which they do every time the Patriots come up against a subpar quarterback. And bear in mind, they're playing Colton McCoy. And there are enough of them in the league to keep us in the hunt. We're not a good team. We lost our best running back to injury, Ramondre Stevenson. He came back actually into the game. Oh, John's got his pawn playing again in the background.
I'm on the NFL website. It's shit.
John Farrow. Apologies. How disappointing.
I suggest using the ESPN website.
Yeah,
I will.
Use the ESPN website.
All I wanted to do was check the schedule. And that's
so disappointing.
Apologies. Anyway, sorry. But yeah, you are. Your defense are bullies.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's fun watching them.
For the record, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. Patriots next.
Yes.
So Raiders, I think we can win that.
Yes.
Bengals, I don't think we've got a chance.
No.
Dolphins, I think we have to win that.
I think he might because at the moment.
You're at home. That as well.
So I think we have to win that. And then that may be leveling us with the Dolphins, by the way. And then Bills, I think we get stuffed. But it basically comes down to us or the Jets creeping in for the seventh thing in the playoffs. And I think the Jets might just fall short now. Because of the quarterback play.
I think
they changed too late in the season. I'm not proud of the fact we might sneak into the seventh seed. Like, I'm not, and if we don't get in, fair enough. But
got to be in it to win it, though, haven't you?
Yeah, but we snuck in last year and got absolutely dicked. We got like a porn star in the first round. It was horrendous. So I'd rather not watch that. It's like watching your team lose on penalties, which I don't need.
When it gets to playoff football, you sort of know you don't want to
play playoff football.
No. But you wouldn't want to play as well if you're going to be playing a half fit Lamar or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you know, who knows what it could be, but yeah.
Jones was pretty terrible again. Like, he's completing a lot of passes, but they're not going anywhere. We lost Devontae Parker to an injury. He's got Mac Jones this season, 7 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. It's got nothing going for him. He's the 28th rated overall quarterback on QBR, and he's 25th for yards thrown. Like, you're not deserving to be in the playoffs with stats like that. It's just awful. He's the 30th overall quarterback for touchdowns thrown.
Yeah, he's missed some games.
Mike White might have thrown more touchdowns this season.
Yeah, but
it's just
Mike
not
White
working.
Also has Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
Bailey Zappi came in, right?
No, I'm talking bullshit, aren't I?
Bailey Zappi came in and they completely pared the playbook back. There was about 8 plays on the play sheet for Zappi.
Yeah.
Right?
I like
Zappi. Then they bring Mac Jones in and they say, here's the massive playbook, use this. Don't do that. Just hand
it
off.
Same book.
Give him the same book. Like, treat him like he's a rookie again. You've got a new offensive coordinator and it seems to be Bill. And he shouldn't do that.
No.
Don't do that, Bill. Go back to doing defense. Get McDaniels back, and it will be fine.
It'll be fine. You know,
it's embarrassing, but they did win. They did what they needed to do. Cardinal season is over. Cliff is done. It's over. It's gone. And
good.
We didn't learn anything new about either of these teams, other than the Patriots' pass rush now with Judon and Uche. I can't pronounce the fellow.
Uche.
Yeah. He's actually
looking amazing.
He's technically on pace to break the Patriots' sack record. I think it's about 18 sacks. And he's on pace to break the record. He's had five in the last 2 weeks or something crazy. Okay. So, you know, if the defense steps up, we might just sneak in.
Yeah, and it's fine.
20 points in fantasy this year, in this week. Sorry.
Yeah,
imagine that,
mate. I'd always, if the Patriots is available in waivers, take it. That's all I've ever learned about fantasy. So far now, eliminated from the playoffs are. Texans and Bears were already eliminated, and this week the Broncos joined them
in the abyss.
Surprise.
There's no one eliminated in the NFC yet.
The Bears.
Oh, sorry, the Bears, yeah. Are they the only ones?
Only ones.
Technically.
I think this weekend we could lose quite a few.
The Rams could go this weekend.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's who I was looking to think they must be next, but okay.
Yeah, I think they're just hanging above.
Rams,
Saints, Cardinals could go as well.
So have we got 3 games on Saturday this week?
We do. Do you want to have a look at your schedule, any games you fancy?
I mean, the Thursday night game, 49ers at Seahawks.
you're gonna cream them.
Could be tasty, but your Saturday games: Colts at Vikings, Ravens at Browns. And then Dolphins at Bills is the late game.
I need the Bills to win that game.
I think they will.
I think they will as well.
Matt Milano, quite at the moment, against that O-line. I mean,
he's one of those players that should be up for MVP.
Yeah. I mean, he...
But obviously never will be.
He almost killed Mike White at the weekend.
What? The way he folded in half around his shoulder. Like his forehead and his feet met around the guy's shoulder. It was crazy.
Like an action man.
It was absolutely mental. And then he just laid there on the floor like, oh, I'm still in one piece.
Mike White was like having to try control his breathing like he'd been in a car accident.
Well, it looked like, you know when you've eaten a really heavy meal and then you lay there and go... It just looked like that, like, and I thought to myself, white trousers is brave when you're being hit like that. Like, that's not. I would not want to be doing that.
In terms of other games, that there's not. It looks like quiet. I mean, I enjoy pummelings. So Eagles, Bears,
I've heard that about you.
Eagles, Bears, Chiefs, Texans could be quite funny. But actually, I'd love to. I want to see what the Jags do hosting the Cowboys. I think that could be really quite interesting.
We're going to find out a lot about the Titans and Chargers.
Yeah.
Just because they're two teams that you expect more from them, and one of them's going to do well, one of them's going to do badly, and whichever one is doing badly, I think you might start...
Pick a winner.
I'm going to go the Chargers.
Chargers.
I'm going to take the Titans.
Well, yeah.
I never pick the Chargers. You just can't do it. How do you do it?
And the next season, they're going to put more flex games in for
the last 3 weeks of the season.
So, because this week, the primetime games are Giants Commanders, 2 weeks away from their draw, and the Rams Packers on Monday night, which, quite frankly,
have you heard Troy Aikman doing the primetime games? He's so miserable. He's like, this is terrible quarterback play. This is terrible line play. He just slags the whole thing off. And they're God, Troy, come on now.
He's going to have an absolute fit of watching Rams Packers.
I actually quite enjoyed the Giants Commanders game last time.
Yeah.
And I think it might be quite enjoyable again, because you're fighting basically for whichever one of you is going to get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're effectively, one of you is the Patriots of the NFC this year.
You know, like Japan in the World Cup, they're going to go through the groups, but then they get through the groups to find out which team's going to knock them out in the second round. That's where they are. We're the Japan of the World Cup. But yeah, it's not, other than that, really not much to look forward to this week, which I'm sure will still be fine. Sweetest player of the week.
Well, you've had my vote for Terrace Marshall's catch.
I'm picking Penis Hall.
I was going for one of the Mahomes to, I think the Valdes-Scantling one, where he's sort of running around like a lost child.
And then I would have gone with the underarm pass to Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey, let's do the big man's.
Let's quit the big man, big man catch.
Well, it's either that. Here's the only other thing I throw in.
It was game winning as well.
It was game sealing. Yeah. And here's the thing: if it was allowed in, I would just take the Brock Purdy performance as the sweetest player of the week. Because that was incredible.
Well, I'd like next year, I'd like, as well as the sweetest player of the week, brought to you by tootsweets.shop, I'd like to have an MVP of the week. Because actually, I was going to say, if we had an MVP of the week, I'd like it to be Trevor Lawrence. So I thought it was great to see him finally performing as near and what the player we thought he could be. But Brock Purdy as well, you can't deny what they're doing.
That was just amazing. I mean, he might be terrible next week, but that was amazing. All right, so we're going with Penis Sewell.
Penis Sewell. Yeah. So yeah, a big man play for our sweetest player of the week, brought to you by tootsweets.shop. Let's call it there.
Have you ever seen a man more excited to get out of here and get to Watford?
I'm not excited. I just have to go.
I mean, do you love your daughter? Is she worth travelling to Watford for late at night?
No, she is.
She
is, because if I don't, then I get in the ear from my wife.
But I heard you call everyone in Watford inbred.
I'm not going to deny it.
And smelly losers, you said. Anyway, on that note, goodbye, smelly losers. We'll see you next week.